السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Zakat. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, the one vast in grace and generosity, who has placed in Zakat blessings and who has made in it an increase in purity and refinement. And we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, Lord of the heavens and the earth. And we bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets. O Allah, send your prayers, peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, upon his companions, and all of those who follow their guidance in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. I counsel you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have the taqwa of Allah and to fulfill the zakat with regards to your wealth, in order that we may attain unto the mercy of our Creator, who says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. He says, and my mercy encompasses all things, but I shall decree it for those who have taqwa of me, who give zakat, and who believe in our signs. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. It is a noble act of worship, and from the greatest of means of drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as an obligatory duty and something that is a manifest symbol of one's faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is zakat. Indeed, zakat is a pillar of Islam and a manifest sign of its perfection and completion. For the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Min tamami islamikum and to addu zakat amwalikum," from the completion of your Islam is that you give zakat of your wealth. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has strongly emphasized zakat in his book, and he has made apparent its importance by repeatedly pairing it with salah, the prayer. In fact, he mentions the two together in approximately 28 places in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, magnifying thereby the status of zakah and indicating its intimate connection to the nature of our prayer. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in multiple places in the Quran, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, and establish prayer and give zakat. So brothers and sisters, in many ways, zakat is a demonstration of the proof of our sincere faith. And this is why the Quran itself bears witness to those who pay zakat as being from the believers. For it says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Successful indeed are the believers, those who are humble and reverent in their prayers, those who turn away from vain speech, and those who actively give zakat. Brothers and sisters, whoever gives zakat out of true faith in their Lord, seeking reward from their Creator, will taste the sweetness of that in their hearts. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ فَعْلَهُنَّ فَقَدْ طَعِمَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. He said, three things, whosoever does them tastes the sweetness of faith. And amongst them he mentioned, وَأَعْطَى زَكَاةَ مَالِهِ طَيِّبَةً بِهَا نَفْسُهُ. And he said, and he gives the zakat of one's wealth willingly and with a state of contentment. O you who give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should know that anyone who gives their zakat is in reality causing a state of increase to come back to them. For zakat is what causes wealth to grow in a true sense. Zakat is what purifies the heart from greed. Zakat is what frees the soul from rancor. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to the imperative to pay zakat, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Take from their wealth a charity by which you purify them and cause them to grow. So the nature, brothers and sisters, of someone who pays zakat is in reality that they are safeguarding their wealth, that their very payment of zakat becomes a protection for their risk, for their provision, and is the very means by which they continue to have blessings in their wealth, and that their wealth does not become a chastisement or an accountability for them that warrants divine punishment. For we should reflect upon the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Man adda zakat malihi, faqad dhahaba anhu sharruhu." Whosoever pays the zakat of his wealth has removed its harm from himself. And so when we reflect on this, we understand that the very nature of a wealth that doesn't take into account the rights of others, and more so the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has upon us with regards to what He has given us, is that if we use this wealth in a proper way, such as in the nature of zakat, then this builds bridges of mercy and solidarity. It builds bonds of mutual care and compassion in opposition to a paradigm of wealth which builds paradigms and systems of corruption and oppression, whereby the rich can just get richer and the poor just get poorer and people's rights get trampled upon. But in the nature of zakat, we find hearts are reconciled and rights are preserved. And so this is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tukhriju zakat min malik, fa innaha tuhratun tutahhiruka wa tasilu aqribaak wa ta'rifu haqq as-sa'il wal jar wal miskin." He said, "You give zakat from your wealth. It is a purification that purifies you. You maintain ties with your relatives, and you recognize the rights of the beggar, the neighbor, and the poor." So brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that those who give zakat will find no diminishment in their wealth. And this is the opposite to how a person who's given to just amassing money thinks. And this is the opposite to the material world. And this is what we're being taught with regard to zakat. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma naqasat sadaqatun min malin." He said, charity does not decrease wealth. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the people who spend and multiplies the reward in a way that His promise becomes manifestly true, not just in the next world, but also in the nature of what returns to a person in this world. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And whatever zakat you give, seeking the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the ones for whom it shall be multiplied." In other words, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward for those in accordance with their sincerity in seeking the countenance of Allah. So let us seize the generosity of our provider. Let us hasten to give zakat as He's commanded us to give. Let us be of those who attain unto the supplication of the angels on our behalf. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "ما من يوم يصبح العباد فيه إلا ملكان ينزلان فيقول أحدهما اللهم أعطي خلفه ويقول الآخر اللهم أعطي ممسكا تلفه." There is no day that the servants of Allah begin except that two angels descend, and one of them says, "O Allah, give the one who spends a replacement," and the other says, "O Allah, give the one who withholds destruction." So brothers and sisters, let us hasten to discharge the zakat of our wealth. Let us be of those who make the most of these days and nights in Ramadan, and if the zakat falls due, let us be of those who do not delay their wealth beyond its due time, and not be negligent in giving it out, not be from those who hoard our wealth about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us by saying, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Those who hoard gold and silver and do not spend it in the path of Allah, and give them glad tidings of painful punishment. This is because, brothers and sisters, withholding zakat from people is a transgression against the right of those people, which is made obligatory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereby is a deprivation of goodness and bounties. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the people that do not withhold the zakat of their wealth, except that rain was withheld from the sky. So in many ways, the nature of the cosmos reflects the generosity of the people to one another. And so, brothers and sisters, let us be of those who seek to alleviate each other's pains and sufferings. Let us be from those who do not underestimate the smallest of blessings that we can spread to bring about happiness and alleviate suffering for our brothers and sisters wheresoever they are. And let us not forget that the means of zakat is the very means by which not only contentment is brought to hearts, but that the gates of paradise are opened up. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man laqiya Allah la yushriku bihi shay'a wa adda zakata malihi tayyiban biha nafsuhu muhtasiba wa sami'a wa ata'a falahu al-jannah." He said, "Whoever meets Allah associating nothing with him and gives the zakat of his wealth willingly and seeking reward and listens and obeys, then for him is paradise." Brothers and sisters, let us be from those who give our zakat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make this one of the means by which we take in manifest blessings from this sacred month. I say these words of mine and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.